Hello, folks. Welcome to the broadcast. Your host here at Revival Now. I'm John Saxbury. Want to talk to you tonight. I want to say the water's rising. The dam is broken. The dam has actually been destroyed. This thing is bigger. This thing is coming, and it's bigger than anything you've ever seen in your life. I want to go on into the book of Habakkuk. Chapter 2. I want to go over to my King James Version. I like what that has to say better. Habakkuk chapter 2, I will stand upon my watch, and I was set upon the, upon the tower, and will watch, so that is what he will see unto me, and what I shall answer when I am reproved. And the Lord answered me, said, write the vision and make it plain upon tablets. Oh, great. Thanks, cat. Well, sorry, my cat just ran through here. Sorry, folks, for you to watching. I'm just gonna keep going. Anyway, I will stand upon my watch and set me upon the tower, and I will watch to see what he will say unto me, and what I shall answer when I am reproved. And the Lord answered me and said, write the vision and make it plain upon the tablets, that he may run that readeth it. For the vision is not as yet for an appointed time, but for at the end, and it shall peak, and it shall speak, and it shall not lie, though it tarry, wait for it, and because it will surely come, it will not tarry. Behold, his soul is which is lifted up, is not upright in him, but the just shall live by faith, his faith. This is what we're seeing here. That back then, I believe God has shown me. And I've been talking to several different ministers lately. Outside this broadcast and outside of my ministry, and they've described to me, I've seen at that same around that same time, seeing that very same vision, and I believe that vision is coming to pass. And I believe, this is the hour which things are happening. You go with me to Haggai chapter 2. In the seventh month, I'm going to go on down to chapter 6. Haggai, the second chapter, the sixth verse. For thus saith the Lord of hosts, yet once in a while, I will shake the heavens, the earth, and the sea, and the dry land, and I will shake all the nations, and the desire of all the nations shall come, and I will fill this house with glories, says the Lord of hosts. The silver is mine and the gold is mine, saith the Lord of hosts. The glory of the latter house shall be greater than the former house, saith the Lord of hosts. And in this place I will give peace, says the Lord of hosts. In the ninth month, and he goes on and saying this. Basically, he's saying this. He's shaking the house. He says he comes down to say this. He says, for the house of the glory of the house of the latter shall be greater. Everybody say greater. Greater than the house of the latter. I mean, this is the glory, basically God is saying this. I'm going to engulf the entire earth with my presence, the fire of my presence. He's birthed this thing. He's put this thing in us. And it's now it's starting to become manifest. It's starting to come and take over. This is bigger than anything that we've ever seen in our lives. And in my lifetime, I probably in the lifetime of many preachers that I know that have even gone on to be with the Lord, they've never seen an they've never had an outpouring such as what we have now. I mean, we've got a major thing going on here. We've got a major outpouring going on here. God is pouring out. He's purging us of religion. He's purging us of purging the nations of religion, false doctrine. He's purging of false everything. Anything that's not of Him, He's basically purging it. He's getting rid of it. And in His last time, I mean, even with like say for instance, this deal with Kanye West getting born again. I mean, you get these preachers out there saying, are you sure Brother Kanye got the, I just want to question, did he really get saved? These same ones that are out there questioning his salvation, they're the ones they're the same ones before he got saved was out there saying, well, this man needs Jesus. Well, this man needs Jesus. That man needs Jesus. I'm thinking, what? You're going to be happy if he went to hell? It's like, what's up with this? What gives? I mean, they're going to be mad. They're going to be happy if he goes to hell, and they're all upset, and they get on their time of the month because he got saved, and they ain't got nothing to badmouth. They got that's one less person they can badmouth in their pulpit. I mean, these people need to make use of their own pulpits and their own altars and repent. I mean, this is good. I mean, we've got a major thing on our hands. This is very holy. It's a very sacred thing. I think it should never be taken lightly. I mean, when you speak of revival, you got to understand what revival is all about. Revival is an awakening. It's bringing people to their knees of salvation, where they can to the point of repentance. It's a cry for salvation. It's a cry for change. It's an awakening. It's raising the dead. It's making something come and live again. Like when Ezekiel had that was walking through the valley of dry bones. He spoke to those bones and they came alive again. I believe that's a perfect picture of an end time revival. This end time revival that we're seeing now, where things are starting to manifest. The power of God's being made manifest. I mean, God is protecting our president like no other. I've never seen such favor in my life on a sitting president than I have seen on President Donald Trump. I have never seen so much favor on a president in the years I've been alive since 1975. I have not seen so much favor as I have now since President Trump's taken office, of a sitting president. I mean, everything that they've tried to come against him with, it's just like, it gets knocked down quick. I mean, lately they tried to impeach him and they failed miserably on it. I mean, seriously. Impeaching for what? Because he hurt your feelings? He didn't pay attention to your stupid garbage? He's not paying attention to these attention-seeking liberals out here? The man loves God. He just added a preacher to his staff, Pastor Paula White Cain. Paula White Cain just recently became one of his staff members, a spiritual advisor, so they can hold Bible studies in the Oval Office before their busy day, where they can hold prayer time, prayer, and they can hold all this other stuff. I mean, you've got to be not all there to think that he's a horrible president, to not like his presidency. a lot of the stuff is of these unions and stuff that they're paid, they're funded by the mafia, they're ran by the mafia for one, and they're in the mafia is given kickbacks by the Democratic Party, so they've got it paid for, which is all dates back to the days of Carnegie and Rhodes and Rockefeller and the Rothschild, that whole kit and caboodle, that's all got to do with all that. It's basically legalized organized crime. I mean, it's in this book. I mean, if you want to see what's in this, where do I have it at? If you want a good book to read about what's happening in our nation, about what's happening with our country, get this book, www.killinguncleSamBook.com. And there's a new one came out recently. It's by Dr. Rodney Howard. These are by Dr. Rodney Howard Brown. He's on my Twitter account. Dr. Rodney Howard Brown and Dr. Paul Williams co-wrote these books. And they're going to write a third one called Killing of the Church, which is going to be epic. Go to www.killinguncleSamBook.com, killingtheplanetbook.com, and I don't know what they're going to have for the Killing of the Church, but get these books. These books are epic. These books are fabulous. It's not conspiracy theory. It's 200 years of historical documented history. It goes into great detail on everything that goes on in our nation, from the drug cartels to the cabal to all this other stuff with ISIS, how ISIS is formed and all this other stuff, which I want to say, way to go, troops. Thank you, President Donald Trump. Get these books. These books are amazing to have. What's it got to do with revival? It's got everything to do with revival. It's got everything to do with revival. What's this broadcast got to do with revival? Everything with to do with revival. I mean, we've got to get ourselves back to the nation, get this back to where we're praying, a praying nation. We become a nation built upon God's principles and upon the Holy Spirit, the move of the Holy Spirit. At one time, our nation was founded on the Holy Spirit. You know, General George Washington was in combat. He was in combat and he was being shot at, and he started praying out in tongues, and he shook his jacket out, and bullets just fell out of his jacket. Didn't even touch his skin. The Holy Spirit guarded his life. I mean, stuff like that, miracles like that that happen in combat. A lot of the media don't cover, tell you all the stuff that happens like that, because they want to show you all the tragedy, all the bad stuff, all the horrible stuff, bring people down, get people depressed. That way we can start, oh, well, the only way to do this is by voting this Democratic candidate. He's the only one there to change it. No, he wasn't. We learned our lesson off that with Obama. I mean, with Oprah Winfrey. Oh, it's going to be the greatest thing for the black community. He did more harm for the black community than any president we've ever had. He did more harm for his own race than anybody that has in the history of our country. He's the one that caused all that garbage. I mean, they want to know, they got the police paid off to do all this crap and to get away with it, you know. We've got a revival happening, though. We've got a revival happening right now. Things have shifted. The weight has shifted over in our favor. We're gaining favor. There's the blessings are pouring out. I mean, people are. I mean, this country has been more blessed. I've never seen this country seen more. Financial blessings in this country than I have in all my years. We're seeing record-breaking growth economically. Our national debt is down to down from the trillions and into the billions right now. And it's about ready to go down into the millions. I mean, that's because we've stepped over for the things of God. God's stepping over and taking over our nation. I mean, we've got to quit feeding the wrong people the wrong information. I mean, like when we took out the leader of ISIS just recently, Trump didn't tell anybody on the Democratic Party. He just gathered a secret meeting, got everybody together, said, okay, this is what we're doing. Go in there and do it. I'm going to act like we're going to cease fire. And whenever they think they're all clear and they all go, we went in there and we took out the enemy. We took out the enemies at hand, which is a big win. We've just taken out a couple and quite a few more big shot leaders over there. And I just want to say thank you to all of our troops that are out there serving in the military. Amen. I mean, we've got a thing going on here. We've got to keep praying. My people shall humble themselves. My people who are called by my name shall humble themselves, seek my face and pray, and turn from their wicked ways. Then I shall hear from heaven, and I shall hear their land. God is not going to do anything until we are in a form of total surrender and repentance. And that's what we've been doing. We've been repenting, and God's been hearing our prayers. And He's given us a reprieve. You know, I've been praying against the stuff we've been happening here. I'm out of St. Louis here. High Ridge, Missouri is just right down south from St. Louis. We've been having a lot of shootings lately. And I believe that that's because they want to push gun control. They want to take our gun rights away. Our right to bear arms away. I mean, little by little, these candidates that are out there pushing gun control are just dropping out like flies now. I believe something has happened. I feel like something is broken. We've broken the enemy's back over our nation. We've pretty much paralyzed this deal with forming a one world government. You realize that we formed a world, that there was a one world government forming under Hillary, that was forming under Barack Obama, that Hillary Clinton was the last remaining piece to form a world, one world government. One world government, it was about ready to, she was the remaining piece that was going to fit in, it was going to cause a world government, one world, and instantly, overnight, something broke. Something broke. It became all dismantled. Donald Trump's pretty much dismantled this whole thing. He's gotten a lot of countries out of getting under the socialist agenda, and the ones that have gotten that handed their citizens over to socialism. Shame on you. You know, God will deal with you. I believe a revival will change that, though. I believe these countries, there's a revival happening in Canada. There's one that's happened. There's been stuff that's been happening over in the Middle East. Groves and groves of Muslims have been converting to Christianity. I mean, there was a caliph in a mosque preaching to all these imams, ministering to all these imams. And the next thing you know, Jesus appears to him and starts talking to him. And he starts talking and he starts preaching to God, and the power of God comes on him, and he gets down to his knees and gets saved, and he stands up and starts preaching the gospel to these people, to all these imams, and these imams start getting saved. And they're out there telling people, he's alive, he's alive, and they all seen Jesus stand before them in the mosque. This is the stuff that was written, that was prophesied. America's pretty much hidden, the church in America is pretty much missing out on the supernatural, because they've secularized the pastors have secularized the church way too much. They don't want the supernatural. They don't want the power of God flowing in their sanctuary. They don't want people being touched by the Holy Ghost, speaking in other tongues, rolling on the floor laughing. They don't want the power of God being manifest, because they're more worried about making their almighty dollar, so they don't want to run off Billy big bucks with big buckets of cash. Big buckets of big bucks. You know what? Send Billy big bucks packing. Tell him to hit the road, Jack. Amen. I mean, we've got it. Church pastors need to really get on board, get on the ball with this. and stop playing these games. I mean, I understand there's not many people watching because they haven't really heard of my program that much. But this is what my program is. It's Revival Now. This is a program that preaches the gospel all over the world by way of internet, by way of video cast, and by way of podcast. I'd like to do more on Twitter Live and on Periscope Live. I want to do more on Facebook. Do more on Instagram Live as the days come. I want to branch out and do this. I want to just give a big shout out to Pastor Rick Shelton, Dr. Rodney Howard Brown for believing in me, for doing this. This is a big, huge step that God has pretty much given me, that I've taken in faith over the past years to go out and get back out and preach again. Many of you know that there's some of you that know about 6 years ago that I wasn't in this place where I was able to preach again. I gotten out of a bad divorce. Things went belly up on me. It was beyond my control. Too many things. It was unfair things. It was beyond my control. And I had to I had to give it all away and sacrifice it all on an altar. And now God has pretty much raised it from the dead. Raised it from the ashes, basically, and this is what we've got. This is a big thing here. This is not, I'm just over here in the corner over here, off doing this. This whole broadcast only reached one person, in all the years I'll be doing this. If it only reached one person, it was well worth doing. Because when one soul comes to the Lord, all of heaven rejoices. He leaves the 99 to attend to the one. I mean, that's how God works. We've gotten into this habit of in the church where we have to have big numbers. Big numbers, big numbers aren't actually the thing. Actually, it's big faith. Big faith. Having big faith. Amen. Well, I'm going to take a half-hour break here. I'm going to hop on over onto Facebook Live. Thank you all for joining me here on Twitter Live, even though there's not that many people on my Twitter account right now that follow me on my Twitter account. But I just want to just come over here and talk to you about this. Amen? All right, I'm going to get going. I'm going to get going. I'm going to be back over on Facebook Live in about 30 minutes or so. Maybe less than that. I might get done earlier. I'll just go ahead and go hop on in about 5-10 minutes over on the Facebook Live. I'll meet you guys over there. Whoever wants to watch over on Facebook Live. This is a production of Revival Now International Media Ministries. For more information on our ministry, please contact me at revivalistjfs3@gmail.com or call the text 636-368-6490. God bless you. Have a great day.